It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Trump administration is moving forward with plans to dismantle a prominent weather research center in Boulder, Colorado, with ties to Wisconsin.
The National Center for Atmospheric Research is a research hub for universities across the country, including UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee.
Without the center's collaboration, researchers say their work could become more challenging.
Ankor Desai is a Vilas Distinguished Achievement Professor at UW-Madison and Chair of the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences. Ankor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob and Kay, for having me today.
Ankor, can you tell us a little bit about what the National Center for Atmospheric Research does? What kind of work is happening there?
Absolutely. So the National Center for Atmospheric Research, which is a federally funded research and development center, has for the last 60 years led the country and the globe in bringing together the weather atmospheric sciences community and the climate community and the people who study all of the impacts from weather and climate extremes and hazards to work together to do the kind of research that any one university or any one researcher can't do themselves. This is a body that's governed by about 120 universities together that all have departments or centers that study atmospheric sciences. It is funded primarily through the federal government, through the National Science Foundation.
This is in Colorado. What's the Wisconsin connection? What kind of work are Wisconsin researchers doing with this center?
The NCAR has been part of almost every study that has come out of work in our department. One of the things that we learned as we started to reach out to colleagues across the campus last week is just how widespread some of the research that NCAR does. Everything from studying the sun and the upper atmosphere with folks in astronomy and physics to understanding extreme weather and flooding events and extreme precipitation, which is something that has significantly affected Wisconsin with colleagues in civil engineering and in various departments dealing with water, folks working in sustainability and global environment and public health on issues of air quality, the types of facilities, including the computing infrastructure, the aircraft and towers and other types of instrumentation, as well as the 800-plus employees who work at the NCAR Boulder facilities who provide the expertise and collaboration that make all of us much more powerful than any one individual group can do.
One of the reasons cited by the Trump administration was they say that the NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, brings us climate alarmism. In effect, quote, this facility is one of the largest sources of climate alarmism in the country. That's Russell Vaught, director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. Do you see it that way?
The White House has been using that language over the last year as part of a larger scale effort to dismantle what it views as science that's inconvenient to their aims. I would say there is no science that is done by NCAR or other researchers that is alarmist. For sure, some of the results are alarming, right? And they have important implications for how we plan for the future, how we manage future risks to everything from our agriculture to our water resources to our energy resources, from things like flooding, drought, and fire. Climate change is real and it is happening. And it's important to note that NCAR is not a climate center. It is an atmospheric and oceanic sciences center that studies weather and climate. You can't study one without the other.
The administration has also suggested that, hey, some of the key elements of what's going on there can just be transferred to other research centers. We won't lose the important stuff. Do you think that's true?
I think there's a role for always reconsidering how centers are operated and function, but I think that is fundamentally the role of the units that have the most expertise in governance, which is the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, which oversees NCAR, of which UW-Madison is a founding member. I think that splitting up, say, for example, what the National Science Foundation has brought up is moving the research aircraft, as well as some of the supercomputing that NCAR is world famous for, into other centers or units is a little bit of a red herring. This is not some attempt to make this center more efficient or to make the science more effective. This is really an effect to dismantle a very effective institution that does its best work by working together. In my own research, where I try to study how Wisconsin landscapes influence weather and climate, I rely on the computing and the measurement infrastructure and the people all working together to contribute to the types of research we do in our lab.
We're talking about federal efforts to dismantle a major federally funded atmospheric science center with Ankur Desai, UW-Madison Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Chair. UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee both participate in research at that center, which is based in Colorado. On the weather side of things now, do we lose the ability to predict the weather, to understand what's going to cause and change the weather in coming days without some of the research that's going on at the center?
For sure, Rob. Not today and not tomorrow, which we're good at forecasting. But what NCAR does is it does the fundamental basic research that allows us to advance the types of weather models that are operated out of organizations like NOAA, which is also under attack, to make the types of forecasts that all of us have really gotten to rely on and that have gotten dramatically better over the last 50 years, primarily because of the research coming out of centers like NCAR. The models, the weather models that we use for these are all have their heritage at NCAR. In fact, some of the major models like the weather research and forecasting model were developed at NCAR and they are open source. Rob, you could go today and download that model on your own laptop and run your own personal weather forecast for free because this is all funded through the federal government through institutions like NCAR. And that is how a lot of our own students often get into this field and learn how to become future atmospheric scientists because they have access to all these resources that are provided by NCAR and other institutions to be able to learn and study themselves how to improve weather forecasts, how to improve our understanding of climate and climate change, and how to make that useful for society.
One of the big questions in climate change research is, okay, how does this global trend affect a local area? So what kind of things are going on with research on how is climate change affecting Wisconsin? That involves NCAR. You touched on your own research briefly on Wisconsin's landscape and its impact on climate and weather.
Yeah, let me give you another example as well as from my own research as well as some colleagues. But one of the things that NCAR is really good at is bringing very next generation measurements of things like precipitation and clouds through things like radar and other instruments to improve models that we make. One of the challenges of global climate change modeling is that to be able to do this on a computer that's fast enough and to get results that are reliable enough frequently requires some really heavy horsepower. NCAR Supercomputing Center in Wyoming is one of the few places in the world we can do that. But if we really want to understand what's happening at the local scale, we need to be able to take those models and also run models that are at a much finer resolution with much more local data. A lot of the efforts right now in that are through things like artificial intelligence and machine learning, through regional modeling, through what's called subseasonal to decadal prediction. And those are all areas that NCAR has had centers and groups that have been working on, and people in my own department, several of our faculty have been leading some of the efforts there as well. In my own work in northern Wisconsin, we ran a major field campaign that was heavily supported by NCAR in 2019 to study how the forests and wetlands and lakes that make up the North Woods influence weather and climate patterns. And we used measurements brought out by NCAR, 20 plus towers, along with dozens of undergraduate and graduate students, many who were trained by NCAR staff to build and deploy those towers, as well as fly on the aircraft they provided to make those measurements we need to improve that kind of fine scale resolution modeling I was just talking about, Rob.
NCAR isn't the only federal funding for atmospheric research that's in question now. Cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, talk of retiring some satellites that monitor, among other things, the impact and progress of climate change. On a wider scale, what are your concerns about the future of this kind of research?
Rob, it's been a rough year for us in the atmospheric and oceanic sciences, for sure. Since January 25, we have seen full-scale assault on the type of work we've been doing at NOAA, at NASA, at the Department of Energy, and other institutes that take all of this information, some of the research that we conduct at universities, and make them useful for everything from hurricane forecasts and tracking to emergency response to all of the important roles that government and industry play. Just to give you one example, of course, we've been hearing a lot about challenges with our aviation system. We know that one of the challenges of aviation is weather and weather extremes. NCAR itself developed one of the first what's called low-level wind shear alert systems, which is now in every airport worldwide. But basically, you know, think about if you've ever flown in a plane and landed and noticed a lot of really heavy turbulence. Sometimes those are caused by things called microbursts, which are these intense downdrafts of air that can kind of happen and are hard to predict. And these systems have basically allowed us to save significant numbers of lives. These are the kinds of things that are risked by kind of cutting the seed corn that is the basic research of weather and climate science. And then to have the significant departure of individuals at NOAA and NASA and the shifting of priorities away from studying our own planet puts all of this work at risk. And it puts a challenge in how our field continues as we are struggling to continue our funding to be able to recruit the best students. We are struggling with immigration restrictions that allow us to recruit globally the best people in the world. And these are all things that are right now we're working hard to figure out how to work through and work forward and to make raise awareness. I'm glad that Congress has also been responding this week to the cuts to NCAR as well. And we're hoping that some of this will be turned around through the next years, but it may take decades to rebuild some of this.
Encore, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Ankur Desai, Vilas Distinguished Achievement Professor at UW-Madison and Chair of the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, been talking about federal efforts to dismantle a national climate research center and the future of climate science. We have a new year coming up, and maybe you have some new questions we can tackle here on the show. Maybe about research that's going on here in Wisconsin, or maybe you're doing that research and want to share it. Either way, let us know. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that address, wisconsintoday@wpr.org.